Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our final half hour for Tuesday, September 28th, 2010. Scott, you just got an update. Grand Ledge High School has a new basketball coach.
Yeah, I'm just seeing here that they have hired Scott Lewis, a former player there who went on to play at Saginaw Valley State.
Saginaw Valley State, and Tony Sweet now has moved on and at Brighton High School, I believe. So that's a good thing for him, and I know that not exactly what he wanted to have happen, but sometimes it works out for the best for all parties concerned. This is part of a week-long study of education on NBC and all the NBC stations. And they have a family of networks, not just NBC, but CNBC, MSNBC, Bravo, A&E is an NBC station, even Telemundo is, for those of you who are speak Spanish, you may be watching some television there, but you would see part of this week-long study they have done, and it is exhaustive. It's called Education Nation, and you can't flip through the NBC stations without seeing something about education this week, from the first shows in the morning to the last shows at night. Governor Jennifer Granholm in New York today, making a number of appearances, was on this morning with Joe Scarborough at Morning Joe. And very interesting, some of the topics and some of the ideas that are being explored. Really, everything is on the table here. And Dr. Jill Biden, best known as the Second Lady of the United States, is there for her education summit. And that's part of this whole plan. A lot of talk about changes in the culture, changes in the system, changes in the way that teachers are taught, and ways that teachers teach, ways that teachers are motivated to teach. Having been a teacher for a couple of years, having been married to a teacher for 35 years, I can say. I can say that I know an awful lot about what teachers do when they're not in a classroom. And the vast majority of teachers that I have come in contact with have really cared about their job. They have gone above and beyond, and they don't punch out when they go home. They are constantly thinking about their students and ways to do a better job. And I'm sure that there are subpar teachers. There have to be. There have to be, in any line of work, some people who don't quite measure up to the standard. And part of the goal is to have those people improve or to find another line of work. Because the bottom line is, whatever is best for the students is what this mission is all about. That's why we have K through 12 education. It's what higher education is all about. But this NBC week-long series of specials and concentrated programs really would give you a lot of ideas. And if you just flip around tonight, I'm sure you'll see some of these shows. You'll see some of the perspectives, from charter schools in Harlem to consolidation of districts, to what happens with shrinking enrollment in some areas, how to evaluate progress, what happens when testing is not the answer. Testing seems to be one barometer, but not the answer. And it's pretty simplistic to think we can take a test and find out how good a teacher is, or even how good the education is, because a lot of it has to do with what the student comes to the party with. And if they come from a home where they have access to tools, and where they get attention, and where they have had a two-parent family, where they have had access to some other things that others have not, they obviously do a little bit better. But One of the great trends we find with this, and I think it's clear in just about every measurement I have seen, is when parents care, the students do better. That is the one thing that seems to be unanimous. So the question is, how do we teach parents to help them teach their students? And a lot of times the parents are, they're broken up. A lot of times they're working two jobs. A lot of times they may be into their own things. They may have their own problems, their own issues. But when you have committed, concerned parents, the educational process is always much easier and much more productive. And we have seen that in the toughest districts in the country. We have seen it where in Harlem, in New York, they have tried to work with parents and make demands on parents. And if the parents want their kids to have a certain level of education, it isn't the kids who have to sign a contract. It's the parents. And they have to do more than just show up in an occasional parent-teacher meeting. They have to be active participants in their students' education. That doesn't mean they have to sit there and try to teach their kid physics. It means that they have to go above and beyond in many cases, making sure that their kids have all that they can give them, making sure that their students have access and that it's known that education is a priority. And when that example is set, a lot of good things can happen. NBC Learn, I don't mean to make this an infomercial for NBC, but NBC Learn is an education arm of NBC News. And they have made all the resources of that network, which is indeed vast, available for this series of specials, and invite you to check those out, see what you think, and maybe we'll have another discussion on this this week with some education personnel, certainly superintendents here in Michigan, and we've had a couple of teachers of the year, as we mentioned, Robert Stevenson of Okemos and Matinga Ragatz of Grand Ledge, the Michigan Teachers of the Year for 2009, 2010, 2010, and 2011. Unusual that we should have two in a row from this community, but maybe that also speaks to some of the things that are happening here and some of the progress. And even in schools that have not met standards, they have shown gains. And so that is something that we can be encouraged about, but there is a tremendous amount yet to do.